The legislature established the Wisconsin Disaster Relief Fund to provide 70% matching grants to communities battered by natural disasters that don't qualify for federal disaster relief. The fund had $1 million allocated for the next 2 years and a $600,000 surplus from 2010. But Democratic State Senator Bob Jelk of Poplar says then a massive July windstorm hit Burnett, Douglas, and Washburn counties.
This is a storm that wiped out 136,000 acres of trees. Almost 4 million cords of wood was damaged, which is more wood than is purchased throughout Wisconsin an entire year.
Jelk says that toppled timber covered roads, filled rights of way, and clogged recreational trails. He says the storm did around $2 million in damage that didn't qualify for federal funding. Jelk says that would have tapped out the state's relief fund.
So we had to replenish, the legislature had to replenish the fund, or some communities would have been simply left in the cold.
This week, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved moving an additional $1 million to the disaster fund from the state's petroleum fund. Jelk says that should cover the damage from the windstorm, but the committee may need to shift more funding during the current budget cycle.
We could well need more than $1 million after a rash of storms this next summer or winter, and therefore I'm convinced the legislature will appropriate it if the money is needed.
The disaster relief funding decision still needs to be approved by the governor. Jelk says the governor is on board. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.